brought to you by Beltone, a leader in hearing healthcare. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, Arizona, discusses the best way to prep your first spring blooms, enriching your garden, and other tips for keeping your garden healthy this fall. Autumn gardening is a great time to look back on garden successes and disappointments. There's still plenty of time to do some garden maintenance. Fall gardening takes advantage of cooler temperatures and fewer weeds and insects. Putting the garden to bed is not as hectic as waking it up in the spring. You'll have time to really see how your plants are doing. Here are some tasks to do now to make next year's garden brighter and better. Enrich garden beds with Waters Barnyard Manure. Spread a 2 to 3 inch layer evenly over any exposed soil. Earthworms, along with the winter's freeze-thaw cycle, will work this nutrient-rich manure into the soil for you. Collect dried seed from your flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Save these seeds for planting next year's garden. You might even try to expand your skills and try winter sowing this fall. Clean bird feeders to get them ready for use. The birds have done a great job of feasting on garden pests and serenading you this year. We are on the migratory path for birds. It amazes me how many different birds visit the feeders through the end of the year. Gather herbs and flowers for drying. Leave some flowers for the birds, but get a head start on your garden cleanup by cutting back plants like hydrangea, lavender, and yarrow and bringing them indoors. Smell the herbal fragrance now. Clean cold frames for winter use. You won't want to do it when the temperature hovers below freezing. Cleaning it out in the fall makes it all the more likely you will put it to use in the spring. Winterize your water garden. Get ready to turn off the pump and turn on the icebreaker. Don't forget to cover the water garden with netting to keep falling leaves out and the blue herons from getting in. Keep trees and shrubs well watered until the ground freezes. They may look dormant, but they're still alive. If you have a mild, dry winter, continue watering throughout the season. This goes doubly for trees that were planted this year. A good rule of thumb is to irrigate your landscape with a deep soak at 2-week intervals. Cut back most perennials. Definitely cut back diseased perennials and remove all foliage and dispose of it somewhere other than your compost. Clean sand and oil garden tools before storing them for the winter. Feed the entire yard. This is especially true for young landscapes. Feed everything in the yard with Water 744 all-purpose plant food. This brings out the fall flowers and autumn colors. More importantly, your evergreens will maintain their rich green colors through winter and provide better growth next spring. Treat your evergreen pine and spruce with plant protector. This easy-to-use plant drench keeps the bugs out of your trees and larger evergreens for the year to come. There, you have my personal list of autumn garden tasks. You have plenty of time, but the entire list should be complete before Thanksgiving. Until next issue, I'll be helping locals grow better gardens here at Waters Garden Center. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10plants.com. Is your business listed in the official Prescott Valley Recreation Guide? 60,000 copies are being printed annually. How can you add your business? Call 928-257-4177 or email info@talkingglass.media or fill out the format.